哋一齐读中文。耶罗波安第五年，埃及王示撒上来攻打耶路撒冷，他夺去了耶和华的宝物和王宫的宝物，并且把所有的东西都夺去了，又把所罗门所做的一切金盾牌都夺了去。罗波安王做了铜桶牌代替那些金盾牌，交给看守宫门的卫兵队长看顾。每次耶和华殿的时候，卫兵就拿着这些盾牌，随后又把盾牌送回护卫室里。
讲到之前，我们一起同心的为 Brenda Fong 祈祷。We're going to pray together before our preaching. Now, on behalf of our dear sister Brenda Fong, I have just been told that she was in the hospital. She went in yesterday. I don't have the detail of nature of her illness, and I don't have the detail of exactly where she is. I'll find out. And for in the meantime, let's pray for her. 我唔知道佢病患嘅实情系细节系乜嘢，亦都唔肯定佢喺边间医院。不过我哋一齐嘅同心为佢祈祷。I can't talk about it. Thanks. Heavenly Father, you are a God of grace, and you are our loving Father.
全有父神，你怜悯恩慈嘅，你系我哋伟大嘅父神。
We bring before you our dear sister.
我哋将我哋嘅亲爱姊妹带到你嘅面前。
In her time of need and frailty,
在她软弱的时候,
we pray that you would uphold her with your grace and mercy.
愿你, 恩慈怜悯来到, 扶持她。
We pray that you will touch her with your gracious healing hand.
愿你, 医治的手亲自来到按摩, 按住她。
May the power of your grace and the power of your healing be upon her.Allow her to go through if there should be any danger.
如果她面临危险的时候,
even in the valley of darkness, you are with her, you stay with her.
就算在黑暗的幽谷的时候, 你都与她同在。
Your loving kindness is so evident that she knows and she feels that she knows that you are there.
而你的慈爱大能显现使她知道你与你同她同在。
Restore her health. Restore her strength. Restore the peace and the joy that she is so evident that for all to see. Hear our prayer for our dear, dear sister. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.When I know more, I'll go see her. I think maybe sometime today. I'm not sure yet. I don't even know the condition, but I will let you know.
我會嘗試了解多啲佢嘅狀況。如果可以嘅話，今日晏就會去探一探佢。
It is hard to be the son of a great man.
做一個偉人嘅兒子係好困難嘅。
And it's even harder to be the son of a great man and to be the grandson of a great grandfather.
更困难的就是做一个伟人的儿子，更同埋系一个伟人的孙。
Of all the characters in the Old Testament, the last person I want to be is Rehoboam.
喺旧约经文里边，我最唔想做嘅就系罗波安。
唔好 ，don't get it mixed up with Jeroboam. I'll let you know about Jeroboam next week. It's Rehoboam.
不要将罗波安同耶罗波安两个人混乱。
Very few Christians have heard of the name Rehoboam.
好少人听过罗波安这个名字。
He was a son of Solomon.
他是所罗门的仔。
He was born into comfort and luxury.
他在丰盛的家庭里面生长。
His father had international reputation of wealth and wisdom that spread far and wide.
他父亲是盛名远播的。
1 Kings chapter 10 tells us that Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings on earth.
经上面记载咗所罗门嘅智慧同埋嘅能力系比世上所有嘅王更加大。
And the whole world sought audience with him.
世上所有嘅王都系愿意听佢嘅智慧。
The Bible says Solomon made silver as common in Jerusalem as stones.
记载到佢用咗银比银。
How could anyone measure up to such a father with such a record of accomplishment? But even more difficult than that was the fact that Rehoboam was a grandson of King David. Now David did not enjoy the peace and riches that Solomon did.
大卫冇好似所罗门咁享受到平安同埋奉承。
Now David's glory and heroics may have been localized in Palestine, known pretty much only to the Philistines.
大卫嘅姓名只系喺巴勒斯坦同埋非利士嘅地方嚟到认识佢。
David may not have been builders of magnificent temples and palaces.
大卫并冇兴起宏伟嘅祭殿。
But who was the man that conquered and took Jerusalem from the Jebusites, Jebusian?
但系边个喺耶布斯手上夺取咗耶路撒冷
？It wasn't Solomon, it was David.
唔系所罗门，而系大卫。
Who captured the fortress of Zion and renamed it the city of David?
佢夺取咗石安嘅城堡，而将佢改名为大卫嘅城。
Yeah, we don't call it the city of Solomon, we call it the city of David, because David took it. Who among the kings of Israel enjoy more favor and grace and protection from God? None, not even Josiah, but it was David. And who among the great leaders of Israel received the promise of God?That your kingdom shall last forever, that there will always be a son sitting on your throne. And what king received God's promise that the Messiah will literally come from your bloodline?
From
your 血統中啊，救世主會嚟啦。Not Moses, not Joshua, not Samuel, not Saul. It was to David.
唔係摩西，唔係其他所有嘅聖經裏邊嘅偉人，而係大衛。
I would hate to be a Rehoboam.
我真係好唔願意成為羅伯安。
Because how could anyone measure up to such great father and such great grandfather?There's a saying that has a lot of truth and that describes this poor, poor man, Rehoboam, perfectly. The first generation earned it. The second generation enjoyed it. And the third generation squandered it all the way.
第三代就成為敗家啫。
That's good, 敗家仔啊。David was the first generation.
大衛係第一代。
David did not ask for his kingdom. It was God's idea that it should be given him.
大衛冇要求嚟到攞呢個王國，而係神交託俾佢嘅。
David did not provoke Saul's jealousy and hatred. David was just being a good boy.
大卫就係一個好好嘅少年，佢並冇嚟到挑引掃羅。
It was Saul himself who lost God's favor. David did not seek to wrestle the throne from Saul by force. But when Saul relentlessly sought to kill David, David was left with no choice but to fight.
But when Saul relentlessly sought to kill David, David was left with no choice but to fight.
Now, even then, David would not dare to lift his hand against Saul.
当时大卫亦都没向扫罗来出手。
Yes, it was God behind the curtain. It was God directing every scene and every action.
虽然事实上是神在幕后来操纵大卫的一切。
But from a human perspective, it was David's hand who fought, it was David's hand who earned, it was David's hand who established his kingdom.
在人的眼光你看是大卫来亲手的来到夺取这个冈山。
Yeah, in Chinese we say 冈山是大卫打回来的。That means the mountains and the rivers, the nation, the kingdom was fought for and earned and established by David. And now the kingdom, now is just Solomon, is a second generation, and he's enjoying all the benefits.
大卫咁辛苦打好江山时候，所罗门就可以嚟到享受呢个成果。
And now the kingdom is passed on to Rehoboam.And what an inheritance this Rehoboam received. He inherited absolute power over all Israel.He inherited fabulous wealth that the world envied.He inherited prestige among the nations. He inherited military strength and that could stand against any foes. And above all, he inherited the promise of God.
最重要是他是承继了神的应允。
Your kingdom will last forever.
你的国会永远长存。
There will always be a son inheriting sitting on your throne.
你王座上永远都有你的儿子在上面。
I was thinking just like Samson last week, I mean, how could this Rehoboam not succeed?
就好像上星期我们讲到心酸一样怎么会不成功呢?
And just like Samson, Rehoboam's life was on a downward spiral towards self-destruction.
就正如心酸一样，罗邦安也是向黑暗的深渊来到堕落去。
Yeah, and not only was he himself barrowing towards self-destruction.
不单止他自己是陷落于深渊里面。
He is leading an entire nation down a disastrous course.
他更加带领全国来到向这些灾难来到进发。
Although total destruction will not come for another 400 years.
所以完全的毁灭要400年之后才来临。
But the course toward destruction and disaster already set.
向着这个灭亡的道路已经设定了。
I want to ask you guys this morning, can we see the signs that disaster was imminent?
请问大家可不可以见到可不可以预见灾难来临的先兆呢？
大家有没有看到灾难大祸来之前那些预兆？ It's dangerous for me to say that there are always signs before every disaster. It's dangerous to say that.
如果我说每一个灾难来临之前都有预兆的话，咁样系好危险嘅。
But it is safe for me to say that disasters do have signs.
但灾难来临之前系可以见到先兆嘅。
We only have to look hard.
我哋只需要好留心咁样注意佢。
We only have to read those signs and heed those warnings.
只需要眼见同埋听住呢啲咁嘅预兆。
And disasters could be averted.
灾难是可以避过的。
Now we all know what happened on the night of April
14, 1912. 记得在1912年4月
的时候又发生什么事。The Titanic hit an iceberg and sank in less than 3 hours.
泰迪尼号撞到这个冰山而沉没。
And more than 1,500 person perished.
超过1,500人丧失他们的心。
Now, were there signs before the sinking of the Titanic?
他沉船之前有没有预兆呢?
Just before, hours before it hit the iceberg, a lifeboat drill was scheduled.
在他撞冰山之前几个钟头，他预算是有一个演习来到怎么上救生艇的。
But the lifeboat drill was cancelled by the captain.
但是船长是取消了这个演习。
So when the ship was in mortal danger, the crew and the passengers were totally unprepared.
所以当派掉嚟好遇难嘅时候，佢哋所有人都冇预备好。
They panic and there was total chaos。
佢哋就系喺惊恐当中，系但一切都好混乱。
Now there weren't enough light bulbs to begin with。
佢本来就已经唔足够救生艇噶啦。
But those that were launched were less than half full。
而且是更加是将这个救生艇降落的时候，他们都不够半满的。
Of course, I could not say that if they had a lifeboat drill, no, the Titanic would not have hit the iceberg. Of course, I cannot say that.
对，我不可以说，如果他们有救生艇的预习的时候，这船是会被拯救出来。
But at least I say many more lives would have been saved.
最少是有更多的生命可以救得出来。
There are signs before disasters.
災難之前是有預兆的。
See, in the old days before high tech,
我們在高科技之前的時代，
miners go into coal mine, do you know what they carry?
去開礦的工人，他們去入礦，入去開礦的時候，他們，知不知道他們帶什麼進去呢？
They carry cages of canaries.
他們帶著一籠籠的雀仔進去。
Because if they see the canaries die, they know it's a sure sign the disaster was imminent.
如果他們看到這些雀仔死了的時候，他們就會看到危險的預兆。
Because the miners would know that the canaries die from the build up of methane gas.
因為他們知道礦裏面的瘴氣是將這些雀仔來殺死。
That explosion was just seconds away.
很快就會有爆炸的危險。
Researchers can find many documented cases of unusual animal behaviors just before natural disaster struck.
後來專家亦都發現是有天然災難的時候，很多動物都有很多奇怪 的行為。
Shark researchers in Florida, they tag sharks. They put a little radio transmitter on the shark fin.
但是他們將追蹤器放在鯊魚的身上。
And find that just before hurricane strikes, these tag sharks would swim down deep into deep water.
有台风来临之前，这些鲨鱼 是会沉落去深海里面。
Just before disastrous flood comes, earthworms swarm out of the ground.
暴风雨水浸来临之前，是啲蚯蚓系会出喺泥土里边。
There are other documented cases of unusual animal behavior just before earthquakes.
你就见到好多系災難來臨之前，很多動物都有很多奇怪的動作。
Disasters do have signs.
災難是有預兆的。
We only have to look hard for them.
只需要來到細心的留意它。
And heed their warning.
聽它的警告。
And in the life of Rehoboam, we don't even have to look very hard.
在羅波安的生命上，我們都不需要很細心地看。
Because these signs of disasters is right on the surface for all of us to see.
放眼看就已经看到很多这些预兆。
There are plenty of signs that warn us Rehoboam is about to lose his inheritance.
原来很多预兆，罗波安是将会失去他的王国。
There are signs that warn us that this Rehoboam is leading the entire nation down a disastrous course.
很多预兆，罗波安将会带领他的国家去到灭亡当中。
Pay attention to these signs.
需要留意这些预兆。
First of all, there is a sign of forced humility.
第一个我们看到的就是他虚伪的虚假的谦虚。
And then there is a sign of forced piety.
还有虚假 的虔诚。
And then there is a sign of forced strength.
还有虚假 的权力。
势力。Okay. Let's look first and closely at the sign of forced humility.
先睇佢虛偽嘅謙虛。
Solomon had just died.
所羅門啱啱去世。
And then the Bible tells us that Rehoboam went to Shechem.
正記載到羅波安
去示劍。
去到示劍裏邊。
And all Israel, because all Israel had gone there to make him king.
全個以色列去到嗰度要立一個王。
It's coronation time, 上官嘅時候啦。Okay, so it was most likely just a matter of days. A delegation led by Jeroboam came to him and present him with a petition.
只需要幾日之後，耶羅波安就會帶領佢群眾嚟到將佢加冕。
And chapter 12 verse 4 tells us that.Your father, meaning Solomon, your father put a heavy yoke on us, but now lighten the harsh labor And the heavy yoke he put on us, and we will serve you. This is 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王記上第十二章咁樣記載。你父親使我們負重壓，現在求你使我們作的苦工負的重壓輕鬆些，我們就侍奉你。
Now who is this Jeroboam? We'll talk about it. We'll find out next week.
耶羅波安是誰呢？我們下星期會更加詳細的來到看他。
It's enough for us to say that he is a leader of a delegation who came to the new king with a petition.
他就代表了一班人来到向新的皇帝来到提出一个要求。
And what they are saying is this, we will be loyal to you, we will serve you.
对新的皇来到说我们会对你忠心来到侍奉你。
Just lighten the heavy yoke, just lighten the heavy labor your father Solomon put on us.
但是我们请求你将我们的重担将我们的劳苦来到减轻。
Now what heavy labor and what heavy yoke were they talking about?You see, when Solomon was king, he had put Jerusalem on the map of being the greatest, the most magnificent capital on earth.
当所罗门在位的时候，他将耶路撒冷成为一个世上系一个好强大、好有盛名的城市。
Solomon had initiated and completed a building program that rivaled Egypt.
所罗门是为所设计的所兴建的建筑是
跟埃及比美，
埃及是可以比美的。
He had built a magnificent temple.
他起了一个很宏伟的圣殿。
He had built a palace complex just as glorious.
他的王宫也是同样的
He had built up a national defense of Israel, protective walls, and fortified cities all over Israel. King had built up a lot of defenses, a lot of walls. He had built up Israel's national reserves. The Bible said that he built up those store cities all over Israel.
以色列很多的军的储备也都是还有很多储备的地方也都大量的兴建。
He had built up his armies, there were towns, fortified towns, just to store his chariots and his horses.
也都是兴建很多的库房来到只是来到储藏他的兵马。
You may say that he built up military bases all over Israel.
你可以说他在以色列来到分散摆了很多兵力在这里。
He had also built up a merchant fleet that sailed all over Mediterranean, bringing in riches and bringing in goods.
他也都建立了一批的商船在地中海里面不断的行商。
Now, do you think all these building programs were without cost in terms of human labor and in terms of money?
会不会以为是这么多的兴建这么多的建造 是不需要很多人力物力呢
They were built with enormous cost to Israel in terms of human labor and in terms of money
对这么多的建造 使用了 是无尽的人力物力
The Bible does tells us that his slave labor force was conscript from foreigners
圣经记载到他这么大 的人力很多是 在奴隸的奴隸。
But he did not make slaves out of any Israelites.
但他没有将以色列人来到当作是奴隸。
What that means is that Israelites were not treated as harshly as foreigners were.
就是说以色列人比起那些外奴是没那么
苦啊，没受咁多劳苦啊，奴隶嗰啲苦啊。Foreigners were slaves。
喺外国攞翻嚟嘅奴隶就系成为佢嘅奴隶。
But Israelites were still conscript as laborers。
但以色列人就系一啲劳工。
Not only that, Israelites were conscript into Solomon's army, the navy, and the merchant marines。
而佢亦都系喺陆军、海军同埋喺商船里边嚟到不断嘅用佢哋嘅人力。
And where do you think the money come from?
咁你谂下嗰啲钱喺边度嚟
嘅 ？They couldn't come from the foreign slaves。
喺外国攞翻嚟嘅奴隶系付唔起呢啲钱。
They were so poor. There's nothing you can squeeze out of them. You cannot squeeze blood out of nothing。
因为佢哋根本系一无所有，你唔可以攞喺佢哋身上榨取任何嘢。
It's true. Enormous amount of gold were coming in from foreign nations as tributes。
所以喺好多外国嚟贡献咗好多黄金俾佢。
But the cost was still so huge that the building program required Israelites in terms of taxation, heavy taxation.
因为佢嘅需要，所以以色列里边嚟到佢哋嘅征收嘅税王税务系非常之强大。
They were so heavy, and now finally they had a chance for some relief.
佢哋征收咁大之后，佢哋而家有一个机会嚟到减轻佢哋嘅负担。
So the first chance they got, they come to Rehoboam.
所以佢一有机会，佢哋就嚟到罗波安面前。
And petition him, give us relief.
要求佢哋减轻佢哋嘅重担。
Ease off all these public projects.
将呢啲将呢啲咁嘅公共嘅兴建嚟到减轻。
Ease off all these taxes, give us a life of our own for a change.
减轻我哋税务，以致我哋可以有我哋有机会有我哋自己嘅生活。
And we will be forever loyal to you. We will be forever serving you.
系永远都会对你忠心，永远都侍奉你。
Now these are very reasonable requests, aren't they?
呢啲系好合理嘅要求。
Okay, why do you think American young people rebel against the U.S. government 45 years ago?
咁點解喺45年前點解美國嘅年輕人嚟到反抗美國嘅政府
？Because I was a young man 45 years ago. Because we refused to be conscripted into the army.
當年我哋啲仲年輕，我哋係唔願意被徵兵。
That's why we burned our draft card.
將我哋被徵兵嘅信嚟到燒毀。
Why do you think we have Republican Party and a Tea Party?
仲我哋可以係有共和黨同埋而家
茶葉黨
新嘅茶黨。
Because we want tax relief.
因為我哋想減輕我哋嘅稅務。
So this Jeroboam and his delegation were being very reasonable with their requests.
所以耶羅波安同佢代表嘅人都係佢哋提出嘅要求都好合理嘅。
And what would this new king do?
呢個新嘅王會點做咧
？What he did showed the first sign of a disastrous life.
第一樣嘢做嘅就係俾我哋見到佢面臨災難嘅先兆。
It was a sign of false humility.
我哋見到佢虛偽嘅謙虛。
The Bible tells us that he said to Jeroboam, "Go away for 3 days and come back, and I will give you my answer."
我幫佢叫你先離開我三日之後會有個答案俾你。
In the meantime, what did he do?
咁呢？同時佢做咗乜嘢咧
？What he did show a lot of wisdom on his part.
佢所做嘅係俾我哋睇到佢係好有智慧。
What he did show a lot of humility and maturity on his part.
佢所做嘅俾我哋睇到佢好有謙卑同埋好成熟。
Chapter 12 tells us that Rehoboam consulted the elders who had served his father Solomon during his lifetime.
列王記上第十二章，耶羅波安就係我哋睇耶羅波喺我哋睇到羅波安就走去佢父親嘅侍奉佢父親嘅人身上嚟到尋找一啲嘅智慧。
Rehoboam asked advice from the elders.
佢向一啲年老嘅長官嚟到尋求一啲答案。
And the advice he got from these elders is this: give them a favorable answer.
咁佢得到嘅答案就係
俾佢哋想要求嗰啲啦 ，ease their tax burden。
減輕他們的稅務
，ease their labor, grant them their requests. Those are reasonable requests.
你係合理嘅要求，你減輕他們的重擔。
And if you would, they would always be your servant. If you would, your kingdom will always be intact.
如果你咁樣做嘅時候，你嘅王位就會得永遠保存你嘅國家。
If you would, you will always enjoy domestic peace.
如果你咁樣做嘅時候，你喺國內就會得到平安。
Now, what is your impression of this Rehoboam right now?
到而家你對羅波安嘅感覺係點樣咧
？We may think, wow, what a humble, what a wise young man this Rehoboam was.
可能係感覺到佢幾咁成熟、幾咁謙虛嘅國王。
He consulted with the elders. Do you think that's common or do you think that's rare?
佢向老年人嚟到尋求智慧，呢啲係通常一定係好難見到，好難見到嘅。
A young man would consult the wisdom and advice of an elder. Do you think that's common or do you think that's rare?
會唔會好常見到一個年輕人向老人家嚟到尋求智慧
？I don't know what your experience is, but my experience tells me that that is very, very rare.
我唔知你嘅經歷係點樣，喺我經歷上面呢啲係好少發生嘅事。
Rarely have I ever seen a young man coming to an older man for consultation。
我好少見到一個年輕人會向一個老年人嚟到發問。
A young man knows everything, right？
年輕人係乜嘢都識嘅。
An old man knows nothing, right？
老年人就已經係一個過時啦。
A young man is up to date, right？
年輕人知識是很先進的。
I mean, a young man just got out of college and he knows all the latest technology, right?
你說剛剛大學畢業的年輕人，他知道是最先進的科技。
An old man is obsolete, right?
老人家已經是過時無用了。
Right? What an old man knows are useless stuff from yesterday, right?
老人家懂得的東西就是以前的東
西。 Rarely, rarely do I see a young man coming to an elder for consultation, for wisdom and for advice.
好少見到一個年輕人嚟到向一個老人家嚟到發問，嚟到尋求智慧。
But that's exactly what this Rehoboam was doing.
但呢個就係正正羅波安所做嘅。
What a humble, what a wise, what a mature young man. He is sure to be a successful and wise king.
幾咁謙虛，幾咁有智慧，幾咁成熟一個。一個年輕人，他一定會成功。
But reality is totally the opposite.
但現實上是相反的。
In a matter of days, civil war will break out in Israel.
而幾日之間，他國家就發生內戰。
It was not as bloody as ours, but secession will split the United Kingdom into two.
不好像我們美國的內戰一樣，但是這個內戰將他的國家來到分裂成為
In just a matter of days, 10 tribes will secede and forever in rebellion against the throne of David.
幾日之間，十個族群，十個地方就係脱離咗佢國家嚟到向佢反抗。
It is true, David's kingdom will last forever.
雖然真確嘅係大衛嘅國度係永遠嘅存在。
But it will be a fragmented one and it will be a diminished one.
已經是一個支離破碎，一個微不足道的國家。
Why?
為什麼呢？
All because Rehoboam's humility was only a pretension.
就是因為羅波安的謙虛是虛偽的，是假裝出來的。
Rehoboam never intended to accept, never intended to follow the wisdom and the advice of these elders.
羅波安從來都沒有想著真的來到跟隨著這些長者的教訓。
What did he do after he consulted with the elders?
問完這班老人之後他做了什麼？
Chapter 12 tells us he went back to his buddies and he consulted the young man who had grown up with him.
他就回去跟他一起長大的朋友來到商量。
And this is the advice that his young buddies gave him.
以下就是他的朋友給他的指引。
You tell Jeroboam, my little finger is thicker than my father's waist.
你說他聽，
我手指尾啊，還粗過所羅門嗰個肚腩啊。他說 my father lay on you a heavy yoke.
我父親係將重擔交喺你哋嘅身上。
I will make it even heavier.
我會令佢更加沉重。
My father scourged you with a whip, but I will scourge you with scorpions.
我父親用鞭來打你，我會用蠍子來到鞭你。
Now what does this answer tell us about this young man?
這個答案是令我們看到這個年輕人是怎樣的。
It tells us two things.
我們看到兩件事。
Number one, Rehoboam never had the intention of accepting and following the advice and wisdom of the elders.
羅波安從來都沒有真的想過來到跟隨著這班長者的教訓。
Before he consulted the elders, he had already made up his mind what he wanted to do.
他詢問這班長者之前，他已經有了自己的決定。
But why would he still go consult with the elders?
為什麼他仍然去詢問這班長者呢？
The same reason why we call people up and talk on the phone on and on and on and on for hours.
同一個原因就是我們打電話給其他人，用很多時間來到商量。
Because we are looking for people who will agree with you.
我哋揾緊一啲會同自己意見相同嘅人。
You are not looking for advice. You are not looking for wisdom.
我哋唔係尋求緊智慧。
You are looking for people who will tell you what you want to hear and not what you need to hear.
我係揾緊一啲講我聽自己中意想聽嘅嘢。而不是我們需要聽的。
On the surface, it looks so good. On the surface, he looks so humble. He sought advice.
表面上他好像很謙虛來到詢問。
But it's only a pretense and we don't even know it.
但其實他這些都是來到虛假的。
That's what we do and that's exactly what Rehoboam was doing.
我們是這樣做，羅波安也是同樣這樣做。
He went to the elders because it looked good in the eyes of Israel.
他去到這些長者面前來到詢問，因為他這是令到他在以色列國民來到有一個很好的表現。
But when he did not get what he wanted to hear, he rejected them.
但他聽到的不是他所想的，他就是拒絕了他們的教訓。
So he went back to his buddies and he got what he wanted to hear. He got the advice that agrees with his will.
他就回到他的朋友的身邊來問他們的意見，而他就聽到他所想聽的。
And that is the advice he followed, and that action drove Israel further down toward disaster.
他就跟隨這些意見而將以色列來到陷於滅亡的道路。
Let's look closely at the reply.
我們看一下他們怎樣答。
Tell the people my little finger is thicker than my father's waist.
我一隻手指已經粗過我父親的腰。
手指尾而已，不用手指公，手指尾而已，都粗過我爸爸的肚腩。 My father lay on you a heavy yoke, I will make it even heavier. My father whip you, my father scorch you with a whip, I will scorch you with scorpions.
我父親將重擔加在你身上，我會令他更加沉重。我父親用鞭打你，我會用蠍子來鞭你。
What do you hear?
我們聽到什麼呢？
I hear the bravado of a young man.
聽到一個年輕人的虛張聲勢的說話。
I hear the arrogance of a young fool.
聽到一個年輕的愚蠢的年輕人，他的驕傲。
You know how old Rehoboam was at that time?
你知不知道當時羅波安是幾大年紀呢？
Chapter 14 verse 21 tells us that he was 41 years old when he became king.
在第14章第一節說到他是41歲。
Now do you think 41 years old is young?
你會不會說41歲是年輕？
I've heard so many 41 years old tell me I'm so old.
我聽到很多41歲人說我老了。
You are far from being old, but you are not young either.
你41歲不是很老，但絕對不是年輕。
41 is not young. When you reach 41, you need bifocal already.
41歲不是很年輕，當你41歲的時候很多時候都需要老花眼鏡。
By the time you're 41, you have hyper pressure already, you have heart disease already.
41歲很多人就有血壓高，心臟也有問題。
You have rheumatism already.
有風濕骨痛。
So this Rehoboam was not a young man.
羅波安不是一個年輕人。
But he sure acted like a young man.
但他的行為就好像年紀好幼嘅人。
The tragedy of his life is not that he was young.
佢嘅悲劇唔係因為佢年輕。
We were all young and immature once.
我哋都曾經係年輕過。
We have all done youthful stupid things.
我哋都做過係年幼無知嘅事。
I mean that's why David would ask God for forgiveness in Psalm 25, forgive the sins of my youth.
所以在詩篇裏面大衛都是尋求神的原書，說原諒我年輕的所犯的錯誤。
The tragedy of a life is that it never grows up.
他生命的悲劇是因為他從來都沒有成長。
And this Rehoboam has been a boy all his life, even at the age of 41.
羅波安在他41歲的時候仍然是一個小孩。
He was still a little boy, talking like a little boy, bragging like a little boy, my little finger is thicker than my father's waist.
他行為的都是好像個小孩一樣，他說我的手指尾已經粗過我父親的腰了。
Now this little boy has been waiting for a long time to be king.
這個小朋友是等了很久來到成為國王。
He finally got what he wanted.
他終於如願所償了。
He's now at the top of his mountain.
他現在在高峰之上。
He has not yet been tested. He hasn't really tasted failure or defeat.
他未受過教訓，未嘗試過失敗。
And he's at the top of his world.
他已经在人生的巅峰之上。
He has more power than he has ever known.
他有人生中最大的权力。
He has more money than he could ever spend.
他的财富已经是多到他永远都使不完。
No wonder he could say such a thing. My little finger is thicker than my father's waist.
难怪他这样说，我的手指已经粗大过我父亲的腰。
My father scored you with a whip, I scored you with scorpions.
我父亲用鞭来打你，我用蝎子来鞭你。
These are words of bravado from the mouth of little boys.
这个小朋友来到虚张声势的说话。
Because little boys want to show off.
这个小朋友是不想被人知道他。
For all to see, for all to hear, I'm in charge here, I'll show you what I'll do.
他要给所有人看到知道一切的控制都在我的掌中。
You know, in Chinese we say, 老细个仔做经理，你怕不怕？ The son of the boss is, you know, the CEO of the company now, aren't you afraid? The first sign of disaster is so obvious for all to see.
第一个预兆是很明显给我们看到。
Israel now has a little boy on the throne.
以色列现在有一个小朋友来掌权。
He may seem humble, but it was only a pretension of humility.
可能好像很谦虚，但是这些都是虚伪扮出来的。
Dear people, look closely at our lives.
听我朋友，我们来深深地看我们的生命。
Do we see signs of false humility?
我们见到我们自己虚伪的谦虚。
Do we see Rehoboam in us?
我们看到罗邦安在我们的身上。
If we do see disaster just down the road waiting for us,
可不可以预见到灾难就在我们的面前？
Then there's a second sign of a disastrous life, it's a sign of false piety.
第二个宣示是见到他虚伪的虔诚。
The Bible never says that Rehoboam abolished Levitical priesthood.
圣经没有说到罗邦安是取消了祭司的制度。
You know, during Rehoboam's reign, temple worship continued.
在罗邦安在位的时候，在圣殿中继续有崇拜。
The sacrificial system was going on every day.
每天都有献祭。
And the priest still go into the Holy of Holies every year on the Day of Atonement, seeking God's forgiveness.
祭司每一年都有做赎罪祭的日子。
Even those from the northern, you know, ten northern tribes, they still, after the rebellion against Judah, they still come back to Jerusalem and continue the temple worship.
十个离开了他们国家的，在北国里面的族人，亦都会继续回到耶路撒冷来到。
On the surface, Jerusalem was still a city of God.
表面上耶路撒冷仍然是奉献祭神的国家的地方。
On the surface, the Jews were still faithful worshiping God.
表面上犹太人亦都是对神忠心的人。
But those are all pretense.
这些全部都是虚伪扮出来的。
Underneath all, from the king to the people, these pieties were all for show.
甚至过往以至是民众，这些虔诚都是扮出来的。
They were all pretending to serve lip service, to pay lip service to God.
他们对神的崇拜只是单凭口讲。
Because underneath it all were the reality of spiritual degeneracy.
在深层里面，他们的虔诚、他们的崇拜都是作出来的。
Underneath it all were the reality of whitewashed tombs full of dead bones and decay.
在深层里面，他们就是好像坟墓里面的尸体一样。历代记下，Second
Chronicle 12, I read to you. After Rehoboam's position as king was established, he had become strong. He and all Israel with him abandoned the law of the Lord. 十二章第一节，历代记下，罗邦安做咗皇帝之后，佢强壮啦，佢同以色列人个个都背弃咗神嘅律例。 And then I'll read to you 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 22 to 23. It's right there. You have your Bible open to it. Let's read that all together. Let's all read that together. 1 Kings 14, Just before the text of today, verse 22-23, do you see that? This is a reality of the condition in Judah. Verses 22 to 23. Let's read it in English and then in Chinese together. Shall we please together? Judah did evil in the eyes of the Lord. By the sins they committed, they stirred up his jealousy, anger, more than their fathers had done. They also set up for themselves high places, sacred stones and Asherah poles, on every high hill and under every spreading tree. There were even male shrine prostitutes in the land. The people engaged in all the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. Let's read that in Chinese with Ken, please.
第十四章廿二到廿三節。因为他们在各高岗上、各青翠树下筑坛、立柱像和木偶，各中也有娈童。犹大人效法耶和华在以色列人面前所赶出的外邦人，行一切可憎恶的事。
How could Rehoboam, how could the people he led, how could the people he was responsible for degenerate so low and so fast?There were only two generations away ago, it was from David. It's not hard to see the reason. Because verse 22 tells us that Rehoboam's mother was Naama. She was an Ammonite.All these idolatry were standard practices of the Ammonites,
Ammonites.
What do you think Naama would sing to Rehoboam when he was an infant trying to sleep? What bedtime story do you think Naama would tell Rehoboam? So we still have the magnificent temple and all those sacrificial worship of God in Jerusalem. But in every hilltop and under every spreading trees were idols. And everywhere, these temple prostitutes were ready to meet the demands of anyone who would worship idols.The temple in Jerusalem was still beautiful, still most imposing, still most impressive. Sacrificial animals were still bleeping.And the blood of atonement was still flowing. And people were still trembling in the court of the temple. But they are all still only pretense. Pretense of piety are always signs of disaster. And this is the most difficult of all preaching and all application for every preacher and for every congregation.Because pretense of piety is what keep a lot of people away from church. I'm sure people stay away from church because of many other personal reasons. I'm sure people stay away from church because the preacher preached too long. I'm looking at the clock.
I know.
That's why I brought it down to 72 degrees. But pretense of piety, a Christian people, is the most convenient excuse. That is an awful but truthful thing to say. None of us is perfect. But who among us do not need to have some degree of pretense of piety? That's an awful thing for us to say, but it's a truthful thing to say.
很难听的说话, 但这些是事实。
Because we are all so imperfect.
因为我们是多么的不完美。
None of us is without sins and failures.
没有人是没有罪, 没有人是有个失败。
And yet we still have to live a Christian life.
但我们仍然是活出一个基督徒的生命。
At least what looks like a Christian life.
最少是表面上是好像是基督徒的生命。
May God have mercy on us. May God have mercy on me.
愿神怜悯我们。
May the Holy Spirit convict us of our sins. That's why we come to worship. May we all live in honesty. Confessing, I need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to overcome my idols. Confessing, I come to church to worship a God who delights in the humility of a repentant sinner. If that is the reason why we come to church, others may say anything they want. 别人可以说我们什么都是假, but God will not fault us for wearing a pretense of piety.
但神是不会原谅我们是扮出来虚假的虔诚。
神会责怪我们是扮虚假的虔诚。 Rehoboam showed a third sign of disaster.
就是看罗邦安第三个失败的预示。
And that's a sign of false strength and false glory.
是虚假的荣耀,虚假的力量。
You know, when we insist on living in pretense, pretense of humility, pretense of piety, disasters will come, and disasters will come definitively and swiftly.
是,你看过虚假的谦虚,虚假的虔诚,当中是会将灾难来到,带到我们的身上。
And disaster did come to Rehoboam swiftly for sure.
灾难是确实的临到罗邦安的身上。
The passage that we read earlier, verse 23, tells us that Shishak, the king of Egypt, attacked Jerusalem 5 years after Rehoboam came to the throne.
我们是读过的经文,是见到是埃及王攻打耶路撒冷,是罗邦安登位之后五年。
Now that's disaster after disaster.
是不断的一次又一次的灾难来到。
Rehoboam had lost 80% of the kingdom, and now he's under foreign invasion.
罗邦安已经失去了他国家八成的国家,现在外敌来到入侵了。
And not only that, Shishak entered Jerusalem, looted the temple, and carried off all the treasure from the palace and from the temple.
不单止这样,他的侵略是去到他的皇宫里面,将他的财宝来到夺取。
It was like 75 years ago when the Germans attacked France, occupied Paris, and looted, carried off anything they want from the Louvre.
正如75年前德军侵入巴黎时候,他们去到博物馆,任意来到抢夺。
Shishak took everything, including all the gold shields Solomon had made.
羅邦嘅敵軍嚟到係啊，不單止去到王宮，佢哋將佢嘅黃金嘅盾牌啊，好多財寶都搶咗去。
Now what is this gold shield business？
呢個黃金嘅盾牌係乜嘢嚟嘅咧
？Chapter 10 tells us that Solomon used to receive 666 talents of gold from foreign tributes every year。
喺第十章講，喺十章我哋睇到啊，所羅門係每年都係喺外邦收進貢嘅時候都收到
666個 talent， that's 25 tons of gold。
大概是25吨的黄金。
That's 50,000 pounds。
系大概五万磅嘅黄金。
And that's 800,000 ounces。
系个80万盎司嘅金。
And the gold is about, let's just call it $1,500 an ounce. That's $1.2 billion every year。
又系今日嘅价钱嚟讲系，应该系十二亿嘅价值。
Yeah， 每一年啊。And that's not even including all the revenues that were coming from foreign trades. And what is he going to do with all this gold that was coming in? Well, building, of course. But there's still so much left over. So Solomon made 200 large shields, 7.5 pounds each. Solid gold.
佢將剩咗黃金做咗黃金嘅盾牌，
七磅半嘅純金嘅全金嘅 300 smaller shields 3.75 pounds each solid gold。
而另外係做咗300個比較細啲嘅金牌，大概係3磅半到。
And he placed them in the palace。
將佢擺喺皇宮裏邊。
Now what was Solomon going to do with that？
他用這些盾牌做什麼呢？
He can't use a shield made of gold to do battles.
這些黃金的盾牌不可以上去戰場上面。
Gold is one of the softest metal there is.
黃金是很軟的金屬。
There's no military value at all.
在戰士上是沒有用的。
Those 500 shields of solid gold were symbols.
這500個黃金的盾牌是它的記號。
Yeah, 象徵啊， symbols of power, symbols of strength, symbols of wealth, symbols of prestige.
是象徵著它的權力，它的榮耀。
They were symbols of Israel's position in the world.
象徵了以色列在世界上的位置。
They were Israel's glory, Israel's honor, Israel's bragging rights.
是以色列来到向其他地方可以夸口的东西。
So Rehoboam not only lost 80% of his inheritance already.
罗邦不单是失去了他八成 的遗产。
Now he lost all the gold shield made of gold. He lost all the symbols of Israel's glory and power and prestige and strength.
他们都失去了所有的黄金的盾牌，即是失去了他可以夸口的象征。
He lost Israel's position in the world.
失去了以色列在世界上的位置。
Because he lost the favor of God.
因为他失去了神的祝福。
Now what is he going to do?
那他现在可以做什么呢？
Now I was thinking, if I were the director of the National Archive and I lost the Declaration of Independence and I lost the Constitution and I lost the flag that waved above Fort McHenry in Baltimore Harbor, what do you think the American people are going to do to me?
如果是国家博物馆的负责人，如果攞咗，如果我失去了美国的宪章，美国的美国立国的宣言，
独立宣言，
独立宣言，同埋系失去了立国的国旗，你那些人会对我哋做乜嘢
？Unimaginable，
系好啦，都唔敢想象。
So this Rehoboam was really in trouble。
罗邦威系将会面临大灾难。
What is he going to do? He ordered replica to be made.
佢做乜嘢咧？佢就系做一批仿制品。
That's good. But there's no gold.
佢冇黄金喺里边。
Because there's no more tribute from foreign nations.
因为外国唔再有贡献啦。
Because Israel had no more prestige among nations.
以色列唔再喺其他国家。是有權力。
So what is he going to make the replica out of?
他用什麼來做這些仿製品呢？
He had a replica made out of bronze.
他是用銅來做這些盾牌。
Still shiny.
同樣是閃亮的。
Still metallic.
同樣是很金屬性的。
At a distance, no one can tell the difference.
在
But in reality, it was only a pretense of glory and power and honor and strength. Because there is no real substance. Because there is only shame, there is only disgrace that need to be hidden. But still, Rehoboam had to put up a front. We read earlier, whenever Rehoboam went to the Lord's temple, the gods will carry these bronze shields out and parade it in front of the people. And afterward, they will return them to the guard room. Out of sight, out of scrutiny. Because there is shame and there is disgrace to be hidden. I mean, this Rehoboam 真係識撈世界啊！ This Rehoboam really know how to fool people.
好識點樣嚟到誤會其他人。
You know how limited I am in the Chinese language and Chinese culture. 你知道牧師啲中文係好有限啊，中文文化好有限。All the Chinese I know, I learned it from grammar school.
我所有識得嘅中文都係喺小學嘅時候學嘅。
And I remember 50 years ago when I was in grammar school, there's a popular song over the radio.
五十年前喺收音機有個首好出名嘅流行曲。
I can only remember three lines, but those three lines describe this Rehoboam perfectly.
我只係記得三句，呢三句就係可以代表咗羅邦案。
And the song goes like this.但饭后大雪家冲生晒迎经理捞世界要醒目，是不是梁醒波唱的？是不是？ I even remember that. That means got to have a cigar in my mouth, got to put up a show that I am boss, got to be smart to win the world. But those three lines perfectly describe what Rehoboam was.
三節嘅歌曲就係好形容到羅邦安當時嘅情況。
死衝 ，God to put up a show. Dear people, pretense of glory, pretense of strength is sure sign of disaster.
我哋知道喺虛偽嘅榮耀、虛偽嘅權力，就係會帶領到我哋去到沉淪，去到
大祸。The most disastrous thing in life is not failure to do great things.
我生命中最大的灾难不是做不到大事。
The most disastrous thing in life is a pretense of greatness, pretense of glory, pretense of strength.
生命的坏处是我们虚伪的荣耀，虚伪的谦虚。
Dear people, is your life heading toward disaster?
为大家的生命是不是向着灾难来到进发呢？
Are there signs of pretense?
我们看到虚假的信号。
Are there signs of pretend false humility?
会不会看到我们假扮的谦虚？
Are there pretense and signs of false piety?
会不会我们看到是假扮的虔诚？
Are there signs of false glory and false strength?
是不是看到我们假扮的荣耀，假扮的能力？
See, what you will be, what I will be 20 years from now has a lot to do with what you are today and what I do today and what I am today.
我们在20年后，我们怎样，我们在今天所做的是有很大的关联。
I think a lot about our church.
我很多时想到我们教会。
I think a lot about what our church will be 20 years from now.After I'm long gone and forgotten,
我 當我離開了已經被人遺忘的時候，
what our church will be 20 years from now has a lot to do with what you are, what we are today, and what we do today.
教會20年後將會是怎樣，我們今天所做的是有很大的關聯。
Will our church continue to be healthy?
教會會不會仍然 是健全呢？
Will our church continue to blossom and bear fruit?
教會會不會繼續是開花結果？
I'm very worried today about the peach tree outside. I haven't seen any flowers this year.
You
saw flowers? You worry too. I didn't see any flowers, and she did not see any flowers. No.
外面的桃树今年是没有桃花的。
Now, is that a sign of our future?
是不是我们在，给我们见到我们预见我们的将来是怎样呢？
Let me say that again. Is that a sign of our future?
再一次，会不会是不是给我们预见到我们将来的景况？
Will our church continue to value treasuring God's word?
教会会不会继续珍重神？
Will our church continue to value knowing God's word and living by God's word?
会不会继续珍重神的说话，来到活出神的说话？
Will our church continue to hold dearly onto our values?
会不会将我们教会的价值来到抓紧呢？
Success and failures are corporate responsibilities and all the other values that I repeat all the time.
成功和失败是我们教会整体的责任。
Will we continue to be a community of not Chinese people but disciples of Christ Jesus?
教会不单是中国人，而是神的使者，神的门徒。
Who come together for the purpose, for the pure purpose of worshiping God in truth and in spirit.
来到真诚的用我的灵来到崇拜神。
Who come together to be committed to the cause of Christ.
来到一起为基督的
使命
来到作工。
Come together to serve one another with spirit's power and gifts.
用我们 的恩赐来到彼此侍奉。
We come together for the purpose of demonstrating the love of God.
来到一起显现神的爱。
And we come together for the purpose of growing into Christ-like likeness.
我一起来到在神的生命当中成长。
See, what our church will be has everything to do with what we are today and what we hold dear to.
教会的将来是会受到我们今天所做的事的影响。
Do we really have the real substance of a community that God's favor rests?
是不是神所祝福的，我们是不是我们就是我们当中来到一起建立的？
Or do we just have a pretense of being God's people?
就是我们只是假扮来到是神的子民。
Do we just have a pretense of humility? Do we just have a pretense of piety? Doing religious things?
假扮謙虛，假扮虔誠，來到只是表面上所做的事。
Do we only have a pretense of glory? It's up to us, every one of us to answer that.
榮耀是不是假扮呢？我們是每一個人自己都要回答。
What we are today and what we do today will determine what kind of a church it will be 20 years from now.
我們今天的所作所為就會令到20年後我們的教會是怎樣。
Dear people, in all that we are, in all that we do, always ask this question.
我們所做的，我們的一切都，我們都要問這個問題。
Is it real?Or is it just a pretense?
還是假扮的？
Each and every one of us need to ask that.
我們每一個人都要問我們的問題。
Thank you so much, Ken.